kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang walking football o paglalaro ng football na naglalakad lamang ay isang binagong bersyon ng soccer na mabilis na nakikilala sa hanay ng mga grupo na higit sa 50 ang edad. Mula nang umpisa nito noong taong 2011, higit sa 800 mga club ang nabuo sa UK. Ang Australia ay sumusunod kung saan ang Football Federation Australia ay nagpaplano na magtatag ng 110 walking football hub sa buong bansa sa darating na taon. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Akala ng 64 na taong gulang na si Alan Templeton, tapos na ang football para sa kanya nang magkaroon ng patid sa kalamnan ng kanyang binti 9 taon nang nakalipas. Ngunit sa sandaling narinig niya ang isang paglalakad na bersyon ng football na iniaayon para sa mga taong maedad na higit 50 tulad niya, siya ay nagkaroon ng dahilan na muling ngumiti.
I'm more outgoing. Even though I was working, I just felt a little bit isolated out of work hours that I didn't have any outlet like I was used to with playing football. So as soon as walking football came along, after playing 3 months, I felt fitter. I felt a lot better within myself, both physically and mentally.
Mula noon, ang nais lamang ni Templeton ay magbigay motibasyon sa iba sa pamamagitan ng pagbahagi ng kanyang hilig para sa walking football o paglalakad na paglalaro ng football. Orihinal na isang development coach sa Brisbane Roar, si Templeton ay nagtatrabaho na ngayon bilang walking football coordinator ng Football Queensland. Ipinaliwanag niya kung bakit ang binagong bersyon ng soccer ay nagiging popular sa buong mundo.
Obviously, it's no running, so therefore it's less impact on your body. You have a quicker recovery time in the days that follow. It's a smaller format. It can be 4, 5, 6 a side. It's on a 30 by 20 on average court. You can walk up to 10,000 steps easily here in 2 hours.
Ang mga manlalaro na nasa edad na nasa huling bahagi ng 40 taon hanggang sa mga nasa edad na 70 ay naghahanda para sa kanilang lingguhang laro sa Brisbane City Indoor Sports Center. Ang ilan ay mga retirado at ang ilan ay kailangan magsimula sa kanilang trabaho ng maaga upang makadalo at makasali sa 2 oras na sesyon sa tanghalian.
A lot of these guys haven't even played before, but they hang around with guys that do. And that's why they've come down. They're in the same boat as me. They didn't have that extra outlet. They didn't like going to the gym. While it reaps benefits, it's just not the same as a team environment. That's what attracted these guys to come down. And as soon as they played, even though they didn't have the skills at that time, they have loved it and got addicted to it ever since.
Kabilang sa mga ito ang 65 taong gulang na si Adele, ang tanging babaeng manlalaro at pinakabago sa laro.
It gets me moving with a purpose. I suppose I've got a bit of competitive nature, and so it does that. The men are all very helpful towards me. I've never played in my life before because when I was younger, girls weren't allowed to play soccer. I had 2 sons who played soccer, and this is only my 4th game. So I'm really enjoying it.
Ang 67 taong gulang naman na retirado na si Wally Vesige ay nagsimulang maglaro ng soccer noong taong 1963. Isang panghabang buhay na member ng kanyang lokal na club, si VCG ay gulat na maibalik ang kanyang pagkahilig mula nang madiskubre niya ang walking football 1 taon nang nakalilipas.
I play 2 times a week only because my wife won't let me play 3. I played until I was 45, so that was probably 20 years ago, roughly. And since then, I've watched my kids play. And I still believe I've got what it takes. And walking football gives you the opportunity of reliving your youth.
Sinabi ng Associate Professor ng Exercise and Sports Science mula Bond University, Justin Keo, habang kaunti lamang ang pag-aaral na nagawa tungkol sa walking football dahil sa bago lamang ito, ang mabagal na format at ang walang kontak na katangian ng walking football ay ginagawa itong mas ligtas na sport para sa mga matatanda kaiba sa sport na tulad ng Masters Aussie Rules football.
Whereas walking football, with the reduced impacts, the lack of sprinting, the injuries from that would be expected to be a lot less.
Maaaring ito ay isang mas marahan o malumanay na forma ng soccer. Ngunit iminumungkahi ni Dr. Kiyo na kumuha ng medical clearance o medical na sertipiko mula sa inyong doktor bago sumali sa sport kung hindi ka sanay sa regular na ehersisyo. Naniniwala siyang ang malusog na pagtanda ay nangangailangan ng oras at pagsisikap.
So the big thing is finding something that is physically and socially engaging that they're likely to maintain for the rest of their life. And while any activity might not be something they can continue forever, if someone can play from 40 to 70 years of age, something like walking football, well, that's a great way to be active through that stage of your life.
Ang 57 taong gulang naman na si Colin Yu ay nagsusuot pa rin ng mga panangga sa tuhod o knee guards matapos ang aksidente sa motorsiklo higit 30 taon nang nakalilipas. Ngunit wala siyang problema sa pagsipa ng bola sa binagong indoor court.
Because the rule is that people have to walk while running, so there would be a bit less impact on the mali when I move around, more a bit less. Because sometimes your mind still think you can do that, you push your body a bit farther than you could.
Sinabi ni Wally Visigi na maswerte siya na manatiling walang pinsala sa mga oras na ito. Inaasahan niya magpapatuloy siya sa paglalaro ng walking football hanggang siya'y dumating sa edad na 80.
Even though this isn't competitive, you're still out there competing against yourself.
Para kay Adele, ang paglalaro ay upang mapanatili ang mahusay na pangangatawan sa kanyang edad habang nagkakaroon ng kasiyahan. Bagaman, may isang bagay na kulang pa rin.
I would love to get another lady on the team. I really would.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.